It's time now for KJAN's Heartbeat Today, daily program focusing on the people, places, and events that make the Nishna Valley a special place. Today's edition of Heartbeat Today is brought to you by W&S Appliance in downtown Atlantic. And here at this morning's program is your host, Jim Field.
How's Chris this morning?
I'm doing all right. Yourself?
Oh, not too bad. Not too bad. 58 degrees outside right now. Decent day?
Yeah, should be a pretty good day out there.
How's the weekend shaping up?
Pretty good. Looks like highs around 80 most days.
Pretty comfortable outside?
Yeah.
Not so bad? No rain?
Not really much of a chance. A slight chance, it sounds like, early Friday. That's really about it. Maybe late Sunday night.
It's the way it is. You either like it or you don't.
Yeah.
If you want rain, you're mad. If you
go
don't.
Somewhere else if you want rain. It's not coming here.
Yeah. And it's funny. I was just talking to a fellow the other day who has a farm in the area. You know, where we had next to nothing in July. What do we have, 1,300ths for the entire month here at our weather reporting station? You know, he has a farm, and he had almost an inch in a couple of rains. He had like 4,500ths one day and like 0.4 the next day, and we got nothing.
Mm-hmm. Seems to be the way it goes. Yeah, I don't know.
it's all spotty. It's all depending on where you are. Kendall Warren's in with us this morning. We know where he is. He's sitting right here. He'd like to tell us a little bit this morning about W&S Appliance. How's Kendall?
Very good, Jim. Thank you. Got a couple of used electric ranges, front load washer, practically new. Has two stack washer-dryer combinations. Both work good. Use cooktop, one electric, one gas. Got two built-in dishwashers. Two range hoods in very good condition. Use drying center. By Maytag, you can dry and tumble dry all at the same time. Practically new. Have four large capacity side-by-sides. A couple of used air conditioners. Got one over 20 cubic foot freezer and two automatic washers. Got lots of new gas and electric ranges. Whirlpool amount of Maytag LG and Frigidaire. Got freestanding models on display and a full line of built-in cooking appliances available in special orders, such as built-in ovens, cooktops, drop-in, slide-in ranges, and range hoods. Freezers just and upright by Manor, Whirlpool, and Frigidaire, and most sizes in stock for quick delivery or pickup. Dehumidifiers in stock, several sizes. Also do have some room air conditioners, some of them on closeouts because of the time of year. Jim?
Very good. Thank you, Kendall. Appreciate that very much. You know, technology changes so fast and so hard anymore that I have to turn to guys like Kendall all the time to get advice.
You're in trouble.
What are you laughing about? Technology's changed greatly in your business, too.
Yes, it has.
A lot. I mean, I swear these refrigerators, they do everything but eat the food. I mean, they do it all. But technology changes so fast. And, you know, there was a time when, gosh, you know, you'd go to school, learn a trade, and work hard, and retire at some point, and you'd never really have to learn too much more, you know, all the different. It's not like that anymore. It seems like about every 6 months you have to relearn something that you thought you had down pat because something has changed due to technology, and it's just kind of the way things go these days. But, you know, not all for the bad. Sometimes we like to swear at it a little bit here and there and get angry and get frustrated because it just seems to be changing too fast and we can't keep up. But it depends on, I guess, which angle you're sitting at. But when we look at some of the technology things in our business, I mean, gosh, when I first came here to KJAN, I didn't know anything about the Internet. I don't think there was one. If it was, it wasn't much of a public venue. But, you know, when I was in high school, we had one computer my senior year. One. And we had to sign up, like, months in advance to be able to get in and use it for 15 minutes. And it was one of those deals where it was hooked up by a phone modem where you actually had to take the handset off of the phone and squeeze it into these little soft cups and then dial up things. And there was no Microsoft. It was just a green screen, and you had to type in strings of code. I mean, we'd go sit down. By the time we got hooked up, our 15 minutes was up. Mm-hmm. And even if you knew or thought you knew what you were doing, we just stared at it. We had no idea what it was anyway or what practical application it had for it. We didn't know. Had no clue. Well, it's come a long way since then, and you can do a whole lot more things with it and stuff, too. And, you know, KJAN.com, when we first started that, gosh, over 15 years ago now, you know, had no idea what it would become over time. but it's become a pretty popular place for folks to visit to keep up on what's going on around the area and stuff, too. We love folks, of course, listening to the radio. That's what we really do for a living. But, you know, the Internet thing, it started out as being just something that, you know, you pretty much had to do because everybody else was doing it. Mm-hmm. But it's kind of morphed into something that's become a very important, you know, if radio's our right arm, the web is our left arm. Mm-hmm. It's just kind of the way it goes these days because we have to keep up with what people want. And people's lives change, they morph, and nowadays they you know, they get all their information so many different ways. We want to be that place where they get that information. Well, we've added something new to our website here recently, if you're wondering where I'm going with all this, because things, as I mentioned, they just keep changing all the time, and we keep getting new ways to do different things. I never really thought that we'd become a TV station. I always thought we'd be a radio station, but it turns out that now we can become a television station as well. We've found an avenue and partnered up with a company to be able to provide video on our website now as well. You know, it's one thing. It's nothing new to put video clips on a website and stuff. That's been going on for a long time. Mm-hmm. A lot of big websites have been doing that for some period of time, news and sports websites and stuff. But for stations like ours to be able to do different things like this, it was a little bit pricey and a little bit out of our range. But we've partnered up with a company that allows us not only to put clips and stuff on there, which, you know, we could probably do as well, but it also allows us to do more creative things, too. We can actually stream live video now to our website. We added a new page on our website now. It's called, well, on the right-hand side of our website, the Community Hub box. It's a little yellow box that has some of the different categories you can jump into, news, sports, weather, those types of things. We've added one called TV, and when you go there, you'll find the KJAN TV page. It's got our logo there at the top, but then also underneath, it's got a screen in there where when we're actually streaming live video, you can watch that. There'll be a schedule of live broadcasts on there as well. In fact, the next one we have listed is for tonight. Coming up at 5 o'clock this evening, we'll be doing a Tournament of Champions preview show. We'll be covering the Tournament of Champions golf tournament at the Atlantic Golf and Country Club all weekend. Well, today's the Ham Am, and after that, we usually have a chance to sit down for about 45 minutes to an hour and catch up with some of the area golfers who'll be participating and have a little sit-down chat on air with them. Well, not only will you be able to listen to it on KJAN Radio, but you can actually watch it live on streaming live on our website at KJAN, the TV page. If you go there, it'll be a television broadcast for all practical purposes. Who knew? Who'd have thought that?
Yeah, I mean, you know, who even thought it would... You know, you didn't imagine a lot of things, I guess, but when it got to the point that, you know, it became a reliable source for everyday information just as far as the written word, and then we went and moved along, and you now can listen to us online anytime that you'd like. There with the streaming function, and that's always convenient for folks, and of course now in your pocket with the app, and now we've got the ability to see some things at the same time. So, yeah, it's pretty cool to see that progression over time, and you know, there's just a lot of different ways that we can connect with you, and this is just, I guess, the newest one.
Well, and we're still working on all the details with that, too, because we're in the infant stages with this. So, you know, we're always looking for feedback anyway. We always appreciate when folks give us feedback about what they'd like to hear on the air. And, you know, it's like anything else. Sometimes we use the suggestions. Sometimes they just don't work for us very well. But it's always good to hear feedback on what our listeners, and I guess now viewers, would like to see more of. And if you have any thoughts about things that you think we should perhaps do with that, you know, let us know. We're always interested in things. You know, we've been kind of testing it out for the last... we've had it available to us for several months now, but we've been kind of working through equipment deals and stuff like that and trying to come up with some different ideas and what have you. And if you go on that site, you can also find some options there, too, where you can see some of the video that we've recorded already. We did a couple of parades last weekend in the area to kind of test out some things, just to see how it was going to work out for us. We did some other things as well. In fact, if you go to our website and you click on the icon up top, the KJAN TV icon that's right at the top of the page, it'll take you to a page where you could actually look to the right side of that page. You can see some of the archived video that we have there. You click on that, it'll load, then you can play it and you can actually see. So everything that we broadcast live on there, also we're able to archive to the site as well, so you can go back and watch it later. You know, we did some things during the cast Ross County Fair, where we know we would have internet access. As long as we have internet access, then we can go ahead and do that, and that's pretty much available everywhere anymore. But like the swine sale, the beef sale, you can see some of the highlights from that. The King and Queen contest is on there as well. There are some other things, too, that we've done over time to put some items on there so that you can see some things that that we've been doing, maybe some things that you've missed. We're going to work with that as well with sportscasts that we do here in the coming school year, football, volleyball, basketball, wrestling, all kinds of different things that we might be doing. We'll be doing some of those kinds of things, too. And, you know, if there are some other events and things that you'd like to see us maybe do on a regular basis, you know, let us know. You might see some original programming on there, too. Who knows? We might come up with some TV-only productions that we can work on with there, too. So it's kind of like our own little TV station. It is our own little TV station. It's just on the web. You don't need cables. You don't need wires. You don't need all that stuff. We're still working out all the details on that. Who knows? You might be able to watch it on your phone. It's pretty amazing all the things that we can get away with these days, all the things that we can accomplish with some of the technology and things out there. So we hope you check it out and give us your feedback on that. Feel free to fill out a little comment on our website and let us know what you think. And I've already gotten some nice comments back from folks who think it's kind of pretty cool that we're able to do that. So we'll hope to be using it more and more. You may go to our site and see that it's just kind of sitting there black, but you know, we're a little hesitant to put a camera up here in the studio just to, you know, to broadcast that. I know some stations do that, but I don't know how interesting it would be for folks just to sit here and stare at Chris while he's, you know, working the board in the morning. It's not that much fun.
I don't think it would be very interesting.
You know,
the hearing side is the important part of that.
Yeah. The darn thing is you turn on half the TV stations in the morning on cable anymore, and what do you see? You know, you see Mike and Mike in the morning on ESPN.
Oh,
their radio
show
is broadcast there. Things like Rush Limbaugh and all kinds of different talk shows and what have you. And seems to be the wave. I guess they've run out of TV programming these days. Now the TV programming has come to radio programming.
I guess so.
So I guess it only makes sense that we're doing radio and TV together. So, yeah, we'll keep playing with it, keep doing more and more. So keep checking and looking for different types of things. And check out the schedule there, too. That'll constantly be changing as we come up with brilliant ideas of things that we should maybe go do. So let us know what you think, if there are things that you think you'd like to see on there. That's why we're doing it. Because we want you to take advantage of it. It's not for our benefit as much as it is for yours. We want to try to continue to bring life here in Southwest Iowa home to you, whether it's through audio or now through video. That's our mission. So check it out. Let us know, and we'll keep working at it. I want to turn things back over to Kendall Warren. He's already made us promise that we won't show him on camera.
That'd be great.
That'd be great. Hey, tell us more about W&S Appliance.
Got lots of dishwashers, built-in and convertible portable, Whirlpool, KitchenAid, Maytag, and LG. We have some closeouts on some models because of model changes. Got water heaters, gas, and electric. Of course, we deliver, install, haul the old heater away, and, of course, take care of the service after the sale. Some good discounts if you choose to pick a water heater up, take it home, and take care of that installing yourselves. Lots of washers and dryers, small, large, and super capacity. Top load and front load. We got washers with up to 5 cubic foot of capacity. Whirlpool, Maytag, Amana, and LG. Do have stack units if you've got limited space. We also offer Speed Queen washers and dryers, which are made in the United States. They carry a 3-year parts, labor, and in-home warranty service, 5 years on the washer motor, and 10 years on the washer transmission. It's Thursday, the pot's on, and yes, I'll be there till 8 this evening. Jim?
Great. Thank you, Kendall. Appreciate it very much. Hey, you go out, make it a great day, and God bless America.